Your taxes hold the key.
Taxpayers, effective today, July 1, the income tax threshold has been increased from 592,800 to $1,272. This change will positively impact employed and self-employed individuals as well as pensioners. The new threshold of $1,272,000 will result in an effective threshold of $796,536 for the year of assessment 2016. Individuals who earn in excess of $592,800 but less than $796,536 from which income tax was deducted may, before December 31, 2016, have the tax paid or deducted refunded by their employers. Persons earning $796,536 or less will pay no income tax. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
The national flag, the black, green, and gold, is a symbol of pride for many Jamaicans. This national emblem must be treated with respect at all times. On this week's edition of Get the Facts, we take a look at some of the rules and guidelines governing the proper handling of the Jamaican flag. The Jamaica national flag was first raised on Independence Day, August 6, 1962. It signifies the birth of our nation. The flag brings to mind memories of past achievements and gives inspiration towards further success. It is flown on many triumphant occasions, showing the pride that Jamaicans have in their country and in the flag itself. As emancipation and independence celebrations draw near, Jamaicans are again being reminded to adhere to the guidelines and rules governing the national flag. Among the guidelines is that the Jamaican flag should never be allowed to touch the ground or floor. It should not be flown or used for decorative purposes on anything that is for temporary use and is likely to be discarded except on state occasions.
If you're flying the flag after sunset, there should be a spotlight on it, so the flag should never be in the dark. The other thing is, if it's for example, if it's raining or there's a thunderstorm, you really should lower your flag.
Executive Director of the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office, JIPO, Lily Claire Bellamy. The correct colors of the flag is also a matter of importance. Often flags with the incorrect shade of gold or green are imported into the island and are used during functions.
There are a number of persons who use representations, and I use the word deliberately. It's not really an accurate representation of the Jamaican flag because the colors are totally off. So you will get representations of the gold that look lime green or yellow, and those are really not accurate representations of the Jamaican flag.
If the flag is to be used for commercial purposes, for instance, to be placed on paraphernalia such as keyrings, coffee mugs or caps, permission must be sought from the Office of the Prime Minister. Ms. Bellamy says, a letter must be sent to the OPM, after which a committee will review the application.
So you send the information there and you indicate how you intend to use the symbol or the flag. And it is reviewed and permission is granted if it is appropriate. If not, you will receive guidelines from the Office of the Prime Minister of ways that you can amend or adjust, and then we'll give you permission to use it.
Executive Director of the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office, JIPO, Lily Claire Bellamy. When the flag becomes worn and must be replaced, it should be burnt privately and not used for any other purpose than for which it was designated. For additional guidelines on the proper use of the Jamaican flag, visit jis.gov.jm. That's it for this week's edition of Get the Facts. Join us again next time. For producer Twyla Whelan, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.